You're holding daf lamed vov. We're holding lamed vov. Just the last gemara we'll go again. Niklaf. The last gemara was if you appeal. So yesterday and again Niklaf. Omar Rova, hayesroiger the yaglid. If you have an esrog that you like peel off, the yaglid means it's peeled off. Kehini sumka that looks red now. If you peel off the outer shell, it looks a little bit red. It's still kshera. You could use it for a lulav for an esrog. So the gemara banan tanan Niklaf posel. We learned in the Mishnah no Niklaf if you peeled off the top part of the esrog is posel. So the gemara says lakasha no stira. Hod the kulo hod the miksosa. One is you pulled off the whole shell, and one is you only peeled off the part of it. So Rashi learns Bekula Koshem. If you peeled off the whole shell, then takwitz Koshem. The Miktsasa Posel, the Menumeru. Doesn't look so nice. Looks like it's fleckle with flecks. It doesn't look so nice. It's not Hodu. So Rashi learns just the opposite. That if you peel off the whole thing, then it's Posel. Only a Miktsas, then it's Kosher. But now this type of peeling...
From the top?
From the whole esrog, all around the esrog.
All around.
Yeah. So now this type of peeling we're talking about, really we don't know exactly what it is. But on the esrog we have, there are like two layers. There's the inner layer of the esrog, that of course can't be missing anything. If the esrog, the fruit itself, is missing something, it's possum. There's some mamash, the outer layer of the esrog is like a thin a membrane around the esrog. So if you take just that off, that's not called part of the pre. So nothing is called missing. It's only a problem, does it look nice or not? So if you take off even most of it, but as long as some part is still left over, still it's kosher. So there's a problem sometimes. You have yes right, you hit something, it falls, or you touch it too much. Sometimes you can tell like the glare of it went away. Doesn't look so nice that the other part of the esrog does. So say that's the shot that the outer layer like of the film there came off it. But yeah, but it's still kosher though. That's this gemara. As long as you have some left over, still it's kosher. But then, of course, the question is, you have to make sure it didn't go through and through inside already to take off a piece, a part of the esrog itself. Because if you touch part of the esrog, that's chosar, that will be posel. Just here, niklaf means the outer, like, layer. The outer membrane. Then nistak, then the Mishnah says nistak, if it's a crack throughout the whole esrog, or else nikiv, if you have a hole through the esrog, then it's posel. Now, toni ula bar chanina. Nikiv means nekev mefulish. If you have a hole that goes through from one side of the esrog to the other side of the esrog, it goes straight through, then it's b'mashu. No matter how small the hole is, it's possible. And now we're talking about it's not chos haklum. Nothing is missing. Like if you take a needle and just stick it straight through the esrog, no part of the fruit is missing. You just like pushed it aside. So now, but if it goes through and through from one side to the other side, still it's possible. Mashenkin and she'enim are foolish. Let's say the hole does not go through from one side to the other side. You can't see straight through. Then bichisr. Then it's only possible if it's wide, like the size of an isr, which is like a small coin. Now, there has to be a little bit width to the hole. And again, providing we're talking about no part of the fruit itself is missing. You like took a big peg and knocked it into the esrog. So no part of the fruit came out. Everything is inside. You just squashed it in. So then the locher is, it's kosher, unless the hole is the size of a kisser, the size of a coin. So Rashi learns, Tony Ula Bachanina, Anikev Volechosakoi, Demach Shatana Damastithin. Our Mishnah says that if you have a hole and nothing is missing of the fruit itself is kosher. Now, the Yosahai Tanel Meimar, our Ula wants to teach us, the im of foolish, who mitzidla tzidla, if the hole goes straight through from one side to the other side, then it's possible benek of kolshu. Afilo shomachit, even if it's just a needle, that no part of the fruit came out, still it's possible. What about v'nekev she'enim a foolish? Let's say the hole does not go through from one side to the other side. Then b'k'ithr, that's when it's possible. Im rochav kisa possible, if the hole is wide, the size of a small coin, then it's possible. V'yafal pish lachos haklum, even though no part of the fruit itself is missing. K'goin she'tochav bo yeset ovon, you banged a thick peg into the esrog. That's what our Mishnah says. If you have a nekev, still it's kosher, where it's nothing is chosar, where nothing is missing, it's talking about either that the hole does not go through from one side to the other side, plus it's not the thickness of a kisser. It's less than the size of a coin. Therefore, it's kosher. Mashenkin, if you make a hole that any part of the esrog is missing, if it's chos or some part of the fruit, then it's possible. No matter how small is missing, that's possible. Boy, Rav Chaim Lezer shout like this: Nolda bi esrog simone treifa mahu. What's going to happen if something happens to the esrog, like we'll soon see? It means it rots away inside, and though inside comes like liquid, comes like juice. What's the halacha? Is it kosher or not? Now this is nagei. The same thing happens by a behemoth. If, let's say, the lung of the behemoth gets fafoiled inside, gets rotten, and those things comes like water, it's a shalom, it's called a treif or not. So saying, what's going to be if a simon treif, it's a mushal like, if by an animal, if this would happen to the lungs of the animal would become a treif, what's going to be the locha by an esrig? If the same thing happens by an esrig. So Mara says now, my kumi boile, what do you mean to ask? What's your question? In Niklav, if you want to say that the question, the outer skin came off, Tanina, we learned already that that it's possible. And that we said it's only talking about where, well, it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's Bekulah or Miktsasa. In Nistak, if you say it's a crack that goes through the whole Esrig, Tanina, we learned that it's possible. In Nikiv, if it's talking about as a whole going through it, Tanina, we also learned. So what's your new question about the Simon Treifa happened in the Esrig, something that would have happened in an animal? Like, what type of a new simon is happening in the Esrig that we didn't learn about in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, yes. Kikami boile. You know what he had a question about? Kidiula. Kidiula amir Rabbi Yechanan. Like Ula said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. That reya shenishbecha kakitan. What's going to be the locha, the reya, the lung of the animal? Shenishbecha now comes so rotten away that his mamish could flow kakitan, like water. It spills over like a glass of water. That's what happened to the inside of the lungs. Those things got so rotten away, it became almost like liquid. The loch was ksherim. That's not called the simona treifa. The animal is still kosher. Since the outer part of the lung is still there, it's only the inner part of the lungs that became rotten, still it's kosher. Rashi says, Nika shenishpecha kikitun. Ha'abosa shebutecha krum nimoyach. The inside part of the lung, the meat of the lung, became nimuach, like just melted away. Venasa kamayim, those things came like water. So there we say it's kosher. V'yama rova, now rova said, that we say their lung becomes like water, still it's kosher. V'hu dekaimo simfunya. It's only if the main tubes are still there. Rashi, that simfunya means that's the main pipes that like bring the blood or bring the, let the air come into their lungs. So if the main pipes are still kayim, then we say it's not called the treifa, then it's kosher. But it's a diuk, holoi kayim simfuna. Let's say the pipes are not kayim, even the pipes of the lungs also get the rotten away, get melted away, then treifa, then it's called the treifa. So that's the locha by ireya by the lung. If even the pipes inside also became melted away like water, then the whole thing is treifa. Rashi says, holoi kaima simfuna treifa. Alma misimona treifu. We see this is also called one of the types of treifas. If you have the lung of the animal, that those things melted away, became like water, the inside of it, even the pipes. So Mar says, now, hochomai, what's going to be the loch if the same thing happens to an esrig? Then what? If the inside of the esrig all turns watery, even though the outside shell you still have, it still feels like an esrig, but though inside, like rotting away, is melting away. Drashi hochamai, im nimuach v'kaima simfunya. What's going to be the case here also? The inside of the esrig became like water. It's like very soft inside. V'kaima simfunya. But the pipes are still there. Now what does that mean? Tahainu chedre hazera. The place where the seed is still kayim. Shagarina b'teichem. That the seed of the esrog is inside there. That's still kayim. So what's the halacha? In such a case, with all inside of the esrog turned water, it's very fulfilled inside. But just the place where the seeds are, that place is still kayim. That's like doima to the pipes of the lung. So what's the halacha? The same way it's kosher by ireya, is it kosher here by esrog or not? So Mor says, hochemai, dil mohosamu deloy sholot by avira. You know why by the lung we say it's kosher, it's not called a treifa, even though the inside became watery. Why? The lo sholat bo avira. Because it's inside the body. No air gets inside there. Melo hodabori. Now we could say it could heal itself and it'll become well. That's why it's not called a treifa. Because the lungs, even though the inside of the lungs like melted away, but since no air gets in there, it's inside, it's closed, it could heal up and become better. That's why it's kosher. Aval hocha mashenken by an esrig. This sholet bo aviro, it's not inside anything. The esrig, the outside of the esrig is in contact with air. So mele maybe sruchim esreches. Maybe it'll just get worse. Since the inside of the esrig started to rot away already, it'll just a smar where the whole thing is going to rot away. And that's not called the priyetz hodr. Therefore, you're not making the mitzvah. Drashi sruchim esreches. Near kevis, it's going to rot away. So since it's going to rot away, that's a smar as possible. Or idil maloshna, maybe no, still it doesn't make a difference. Still right now, the outer shell is here by the esrig, and inside in the middle you have the place where the seeds are still kayim. You still have the pockets where the seeds are inside the esrig. So maybe still call the kosher esrig. That's a shiloh. If you have a case that by an animal, it's ksheira, what's going to be the locker over here? Is it also kosher or not? So Mara says, Toshima, come, I'll bring you a raya. Esrog tapuach. If you have an esrog that was tapuach, that blew up a little bit. Tapuach means, let's say, like water comes over it, and it blows up. Esrog tapuach. Or else saruach. Or else it got fafoiled. So it started to rot away. Is kovush. What about an esrog that you were kovush? It means you soaked it in water for 24 hours. Or else Rashi learns here, Kovish, Rashi Shita always is, Achidish, Rashi learns, if it soaks in 24 hours in water, that does not block of being Kovish, of soaking. It's only if it's Bechaymitz. Rashi Shita is, well, whenever Shah says, Kovish, something soaked in water, it's Lav Davka water. Rashi learns Bechaymitz. It has to soak in vinegar, or else Oibachard, or else in mustard. Something very strong. But if it soaks for a while in vinegar, then it's also cold like it's cooked already, that's an Esther that's possible. Or else Sholok. If it was cooked very much. Rashi says sholok means mevulshul v'yosev or b'reiskin. It was cooked for a long time in very hot water. That's called sholok. Or else kushi. Let's say you have a black esrig. Lovin, you have a white esrig. These are simoni posel. Even if you have any flecks, any spots on the esrig that's black or that's white, that's simoni psul. Or menumer. Or else you have spots throughout the esrig. Look, flecks over it. Posel, these are all esrim that are posel. So we'll soon see about what it means by tefuach and tzeruach. What does it mean? It's blown up and it's rotting away. Now, esrig kekader, what's going to be if you have an esrig looking like a ball? Now, it's completely round. It doesn't have the shape of an esrig that we have. It's completely round, kekader. Alokh is takas posel. It's no good. Trashi, ha'osui kemin kader ogul kekader. If you have an esrig that's round like a ball, alokh is its posel. It's no good. Esrig has to have a shape like a migdol, has to have a shape to it. The Yeshurim, some say, af hatiyum, even a tiyum is also possible. A tiyum means two esrogim growing together like a twin. Trashi shnayim devukim yachin. If you have two esrogim growing together, stuck together, that's also possible. It's no good. Esrog ha boiser. What's going to be the esrog that's so small like a boiser? Always by grace you have the shear of a boiser. Rashi says that's cotton kapula lovim, like a white bean. It's so small, you have a very small esrog that starts like a white bean. What's the locha? Is Rabbi Kiva poisel? Kiva says it's poisel. It's not called a pri yet. The chachamim achshirim. The chachamim say no, it's kosher. It's called a pri already. You could be yoy to the mitzvah. Yidloy b'defus. What's going to be if you grow the esrog, and when the esrog is very small, you put a mold around the esrog. So when the esrog grew, it grew according to your mold. Like you made a square mold around the esrog. Now you have a square esrog. Loch revite this puzzle. Gidle b'tfus. You made up when it was young yet, you put a mold around the esrog. And the also came in berry acheris. And now it looks like some other type of a fruit. Like another berry. It doesn't look like an esrog anymore. It has a modern shape. It looks like a triangle. It looks like a square. Looks made look like something else. Loch revite this puzzle. That's also a psul. That's not called priyetz hodr. Priyetz hodr means it has to be a nice fruit. And not the way, not this. Not to make it into a different type of a barrier. Drashi kimin beri acheres sheena daimel yeser. It doesn't look like an esrog klal. That's possible. See, these are all different cases how you can have an esrog that's possible. Now, ketoni miyas. It said in this brisa tefuach. If the esrog blew up, if it's swelled up, or else seruach, it started to rot away. These are two things that the esrog is possible. Now, my lab doesn't the brisa mean like this tefuach mibachutz. It means the outside of the esrog blew up. Sometimes if rain, if water falls on it, it gets like a bubble on the outside, it blows up, that's no good. Trashi, my love, tefuach mibachutz. Shenifchas, v'nirka mibachutz. The outside of it started to blow up and started to run away. this seruach. What does it mean seruach that it got fulfilled? It also rotted away. Mibefnim. That's the tumah shreinus inside. Rashi seruach mibefnim. That means uklipasai kayemis. But the outer shell is still kayim. You feel the esrig. It still feels like a nice esrig. Just the inside of it, the fruit part of it, got fulfilled, got rotted away. It's like water. Kemin reya shenish b'chok kiton. The same way you have like by a ray, by an animal, like we had before. If you have the lung of the animal, if the lung, the inside of the lung became fulfilled right out of the way, that became like water, we said it's ksheir over there. But here we say now it's puzzle. So who you have a ray here to our shayla. That was the shayla. Do we say just like by an animal, if the ray of the lungs became water inside, still it's kosher, since the outside is kayim, and the pipes, the main pipes of the lungs is still kayim. So maybe by an esrog also, even though the inside of the esrog turned into be watery, still it's kosher. Providing also the place where the seeds are, and the pack where the seeds are, that's still there. And here the Brisa said, not like that. Here the Brisa says, tafuach means the outside blew up, but seruach means just the inside of the esrog alone became fafoiled, became watery. And still it says it's possible. So it's a raya that it's possible, even though by an animal it's kosher, by an esrog it's possible. So Mora says, no, you have no raya from here. I tell you, both cases are talking about from the outside. That the esrog, something happened to the outside of the esrog. But like kasha, so what's the two lishanis then? What's the difference between tafuach and seruach? And the Gemara, for like kasha, ha de tafuach afagav de loy sarach, ha de sarach afagav de loy tafuach. So like two different cases. Both happened to the outside of the esrog. One case is just a blew up. I'm more like a bubble came on the outside of the esrog. That's possible. Another case is the outside of the esrog was seruach, became fulfilled, started to rot away. So both of these things are no good. But only if it happens to the outside of the esrog. Mashenkin, if the outside of the esrog still looks nice, and it's only the inner part of the esrog that became fulfilled, that became watery, could be its kosher. Trashi loy, tapuach afagav de loy seruach. And seruach afagav loy tafuach. Tafuach means blat gain shenoflu gishomim betolish. That water, rainwater, fell upon the esrog after it was picked off. V'tafuach, and it blew up. Seruach, what does seruach mean? Nirkav, it started to rot away. Like two different things could happen to the esrog. First, maybe it starts to blow up a little bit the outside, and then a later stage happens, it starts to rot away. Lishnachrina, tafuach, the other way. Tafuach means nirkav. Tafuach means it started to rot away. Seruach means reyach ra, started to smell bad. Machmas taloyim shechlu. Machmas, the worms that went inside and started to eat it away, it doesn't smell so nice. So that's called seruach. But I call upon them, both of them happen to the outer portion, the outer klipa, the outside of the esrog. Then it doesn't look nice, it's not hodor, that's why it's possible. But it could be if it only happens to the inside of the esrog, but the outer shell, the outer layer of the esrog is kayim, it looks nice, maybe it could be its kosher. Omamar, before we learned, esrog kushi possible. If you have a black esrog, it's possible. Black is possible. For the more of a tanya, we learned kushi kosher. Learned in the Braisa, no. If you have a black esrog, it's kosher. So it's a stira, it's black kosher or not. Zumara says, doima lo kushi posel. I'll tell you, if it looks like a kushi, that's posel. Rashi, doima lo kushi means shagodu kan v'rehu shocher. Then it's posel. Shenidmu, it's not the right min of an esrog. Balat, avu kushi atzmoi, hainu tam de kosher, diurchehu. If the esrog grows in kush, where all the fruits in kush grow black, then it's normal. There would be kosher. That's called a normal esrog. There all the fruits grow black. So if this esrog is black, it's also kosher. But if you have an esrog that grows here, where usually here the esrog can go nice and green and yellow, and now your esrog turns black, that's called a nidmet. Looks like some other min, then it's posel. So that's how the Brice here says, kushi is posel, it means doimel kushi. Not that the esrog mamish came from kush, where there all the esrogim come black. That's the regular, there it's kosher. That's the min esrog. But it means the esrogim grew in a place that usually grows like we have our esrogim. They grow nice and yellow. But this one turned black, that's a simen posel, that's why it's posel. Omer Abaye says, ki tana nami masnisin. That our Mishnah says that kushi is posel, doimel kushi, it also means, not that the esrog was grown in kush, where they're all black there, but it was grown in a normal place, that's like in Eretz Yisrael, just there it turned to look like black, then it's possible. Yedayim lekushi tinan. Rav says lekasha. Holon v'holohu. It depends who it is. Rashi, holon v'holohu. Liyodla masnisin kushinami posa. No. Our Mishnah means even the esrog that comes from Kush, that there in that place it's grown black, it's normal. If you take it to another place though, that's what our Mishnah means, still it's possible. But like Kasha, masnisin of Neretz Yisrael, sherechoykim Neretz Kush. Our Mishnah that says that this apostle is talking about, even though you have this black esrog that grew in Kush, but since they transported it now to bring it into Eretz Yisrael, the Yenim Regilim Behem, and in Eretz Yisrael nobody has black esrogim, that's why it's possible. Because in Eretz Yisrael you can't use a black esrog. Since here the esrogim grow nice and yellow, that's the mean you have to use and not a black one. Mashenkin Braisa, the Braisa that says the black esrog is kosher, is talking about Levnei Bavel, people living in Bavel, the Yidden in Bavel. Shekrovim LaKush, they live near this land called Kush. Or Regilim Behem, and in Kush, their ruggle, it's usual to have a black esrog. When we call Mokam, the gold of Khan, the Dame Lakushi, need more puzzle. But Rav is also asking for what we said before. Avad, if you grow an esrog tree in Eretz Yisrael, and there the esrog turns black, avad of its puzzle. Because that's a nidme, it looks like another type of a fruit. Like our esrogim here always look nice and green and yellow, not black. But Rav is saying the bigger Kiddush though, that even though you have this esrog that grew in Kush, near Bavel, that there it's usual for it to grow black, it's only kosher there in Bavel or in Kush. Mashenkin, you bring it to Eretz Yisrael, where there the esrogim are nice and yellow, you can't use a black esrog. That's what Rav holds. But then we had, it says, esrog haboiser. You have a very small esrog, the size of a small bean. What's the bean? What's the locha? We have the Akiva, poisel. The chomer machshirim. The Akiva says, not called the pre yet, it's too small. It's not finished the pre, it's not called pre eitz odor. Chomer say yes. This is a type of an esrog. I didn't grow fully. So what? Right now, the size of a pul halovin, a geboiser, it has a shame pre already. So that's the machlokes. At what time does the fruit get its name pre? When is it called a pre? So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Davar Echad. You know, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon both say the same thing. Rabbi Akiva, Hodi Amorin. Rabbi Akiva that we said right here. That Rabbi Akiva says what? It's posel. In other words, it's not called a pre until it gets bigger. A size of a haboiser is not called a pre yet. Yeah. What? Bais is a small grape, very small grape. Rashi is the size of a bean. When the grapes first start to bud, a very small grape. That size. Rashi is a sign of a white bean. So here also, if you have the esrog when it's very small, shallow, at what point it has a shame pre? So Reb Kiva says it's not called the pre yet. Chum say yes, even a small size of that still is called kosher. Now the Gemara says, you know, Reb Kiva, that says this sheet, it's not called the fruit yet, and the Reb Shimon both say the same thing. So Gemara says, Reb Kiva, Hodi Amorin. Reb Kiva is what we just said. Reb Shimon Mahi, where's Reb Shimon's Alocha? What does Reb Shimon say about a small fruit? Tetanya, Reb Shimon Poiter Esras Roigim Bekoitnon. Reb Shimon says, if you have a small esrog, it's part of giving off Meiser. You don't have to take off Trumas and Meiseris from a small esrog. So why not? Because it's not called a pre. You see, Reb Shimon also holds the same Shita. When is something called a fruit that has a lochis of Trumas and Meiseris? When it's bigger, when it's edible already. Mashal, you can hear that it's so small, it's not edible yet, it's not called a pre. Trashi. Rebbe Kiva, Diyama, Diyad, Gema, Bishul, until it's fully ripe, Lehevi, Yesrig, it's not called an Esrig. It's not called a pre. Rebbe Shimon, Armul, Dov, Rechid. Rebbe Shimon also says the same thing. What's Rebbe Shimon's halacha? Poiter, Esrug, Regen, Bekoitnan. Minam, Esrug. He holds when the Esrug is so small, you should know it's pot, you don't have to give off Trumas and Esrug. It's not called a fruit yet. So now they both hold the same sheet, Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Shimon. When is the fruit called a fruit? When it's edible. When it's Goma Bishulu, when it's ripe, you can eat it. Before it's ripe, it's not called a fruit, it has no chi of Trumas and Esrug, and here you can't use it for an Esrug. Omulay Abaye, Abaye says back, no, maybe they're not totally Zebizir. Dilmullahi, maybe it's not like you're saying. I'll tell you, one does not hold from the other. I'll tell you, Rebbe Shimon Shita, that says it's potter from Eiser, and Rebbe Kiva says it's potter from Esrug, they're two different halachas. Ah, can lo come Rebbe Kiva hocha. When does Rebbe Kiva say you can't use a small Esrug for the mitzvah's Esrug? Why? Dibin and hoder. Because the pasuk says, pre-eitz hoder. You have to have a nice Esrug. A small Esrug, so small, is not nice. That's why it's no good. Veleka, it's not called a nice pre. And maybe a fruit is called, it's called a pre already, but it's not called a nice fruit. Avol hosom, but over there, negate to the chi of maisa, trumas and maisris, krabonin sviulei. Maybe Rabbi Kiva also was like Rabbonin Shita, that as soon as the pre, the fruit, comes the size of a boiser, a small fruit, it's called a pre already, even though it's not edible. So what? A pri is called as soon as it looks like a small fruit. So maybe Rabbi Kiva is moider from Eisrit Yechayim. Rabbi Kiva only argues here by an Esrig, because it's a new halacha of pri eitz hoder. Inami, maybe I'll tell you just the opposite way also. Inami yadkad loy kam Rabbi Shimon Hossam. When does Rabbi Shimon say you potter from Trumas and Isis by a small fruit? Elo dechsi, because the Pasuk says, Aser ta Aser is called Tfuah Zarecha. You have to give Trumas and Isis from all Tfuah, anything that grows, Zarecha, that has seeds in it. Now we dashin, Kiderech shebnayodim moitziim lezriya. It has to be a fruit that's finished already, the way people take it out to plant it. And sometimes you want to plant, you take a finished fruit and put it into the ground, and it starts growing again. So that's why by Meiser, he says the esrog, or the fruits, have to be complete, has to be finished, that the people will eat it. But less than that, it's not called Tfuah Zarecha. Aval hocha mashenken by esrog. The Torah doesn't say Tfuah Zarecha. Torah just says pre. Maybe Kerabonin Tzvirulei. Maybe it's also Maslan, the Rabbonin over here. So when is it called a pre? A pre is called as soon as it looks like a pre. No matter how small it is, if you could tell it looks like an esrog, that's called a pre. Even though it's not edible, so what? The pre is called. That that he says, Yepota from Meiser, by Meiser there's a new halach of Tfuah Zarecha. So Rashi says like this. Shebnei Yodam Moitzin Lizriya. Pre Ha'osu L'Tzemech. Sometimes you have fruits that you use at the plant to make other things grow from it. L'Mishkachas Lo'ela B'Bosho Kol Tzorkoi. You only have that it's completely ripe. A fruit that's completely ripe, that's when you plant it. Because even the Rabbanon only argue by Esrig to say the Chayiv. El Tapuchim. These two things, Esrig and an apple. So Gassarva, the Rabbanon say, that at the beginning it's edible, at the end it's edible. Because it's not no perakam no sechta Hey, something that is edible when it's young. Even though you let it grow bigger to have more teeth, but since it's edible right now, it's chayiv. For chol shein tchilos yoichol, let's say a fruit that right now is not edible at all, v'soyfe yoichol, but first later it becomes edible, ein chayiv ad shiyas yoichol. Then yoni chayiv until it becomes edible. No has regim v'tapuchim chayovim b'ngrelo megtanim. Mashenka the Rabbanan say, but an esrog and an apple, these two fruits are edible even when they're very young. So that's why they say yichayiv. O poleg Reb Shimon alayu. Where Shimon argues that's right by an esrog. Why? Umayde batapuchim. Hey, by an apple, he's moide it's chayiv maisris when it's very small. Only by an esrog does Reb Shimon argue on the Rabbanan. Tiksav, because Reb Shimon holds kiderosh b'neyodim moitziin lizriya. The way people take out this fruit to plant it, that's the way it has to be to have its chayiv trumas maisris. Now the esrogim ketanim. If you have small esrogim, shenoitim. If you plant them, ainim tzaim, they're not going to grow yet. So therefore, nobody takes a small esrog to plant it. You have to wait till it's a big esrog to plant it. So therefore, if the chiyuv meiser is totally in tfuah zarecha when you plant it, that's where Rav Shimon says a small esrog is potter from meiser. Ma'ashen kein, avo tapuchim, but by apples, kim le Rav Shimon is moida, the afa pish le bishlo kol sorkin, even though it's not ripe, completely ripe, soimchon, still people plant it the way it is right now when it grows. Avo tapuchim. Und der Kaitnern, Kitanin, a fiddle but a puchim vade, kot sark and soimchen. Und der Kaitne Kitanin, a fiddle but a puchim vade pole goyove, the time of Mishum moitzi on his rihu. If it's very, very small, then it's no good. That nobody does it. So the kids ask some shim and swear over here. By mice, it has to be a fruit that's edible to go and plant it. So merely holds a small esrog, people don't go take it out and plant it. That's why you part it for trumas and mitzvahs. Ma'ashenkein, for the mitzvah of esrog, maybe he's murdered to the Rabbanan Shita. A pre is called, it's called a fruit. It's only a sermon by Maisa, you don't plant it, that's why you put it for Maisa. Therefore, one is not totally Zeb, is there? And the Gemara says, Vesula Midi, I don't bother me anymore. There's nothing to talk about. That's it. That these two machlekes are not totally Zeb, is there? Rabbi Shimon Shita and Rabbi Kiva Shita are two different swaras, they're not totally Zeb, is there? The Rosh says, Ein lo denacha dov is there. Don't ask about this. Tlai sabra Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva, or Rabbi Kiva sabra Rabbi Shimon. One does not hold like the other one.